The document, issued by the Supreme People's Court, stipulated the standards for convictions and sentencing for 10 different kinds of drug-related crimes. 12 new types of illegal drugs have been added to be list to be subject to criminal penalties, including methamphetamine and tramadol, and the threshold for conviction of illegal use for 33 precursor chemicals have all been lowered. It also adopted stricter rules for ketamine, the abuse of which has become an increasing problem in China. Figures have shown not only a rise in the number of ketamine users, but an increase also in the production and sale of the drug in recent years. The drug also ranks third, after methamphetamine and heroin, in terms of involvement in drug-related violations such as drug driving, violence, or self-mutilation. In this way, the threshold for the drug's criminalization was lowered by half, meaning anyone who smuggles, traffics, sells or produces just half a kilogram of ketamine could be sentenced to 15 years imprisonment, life imprisonment, or even the death penalty. Previously, the amount was set at 1 kilogram. The document also set out harsher punishments for drug crimes committed by state officials, covering a variety of offenses including drug smuggling, selling, trafficking, producing, or illegal possession. Fang Wenjun, a senior judge at China's top court, explained the need for such a move.
State functionaries should be much stricter with themselves and always stay self-disciplined and abide by the law as a basic requirement. Any drug-related crimes by a state official will only lead to more abominable influence. Thus, once a state functionary committed such a crime, he or she must be punished in a much more strict way.
The interpretation also covers online offenses, and stricter punishments will also be implemented on drug lords, professional drug dealers, and re-offenders. Ma Yan, another SPC justice, said the interpretation also stressed protection towards teenagers.
Heavier punishments will be implemented on offenses such as abetting youngsters to commit drug-related crimes, as well as illegally providing narcotics to students on campus. The threshold for criminalization or sentencing for the offense of inciting minors to produce drugs could be lowered. Any act of providing a shelter or venue for a minor to use drugs will also be punished.
Ma also called for more participation in anti-drugs campaigns and the elimination of the underlying causes of drug abuse. Figures from the Supreme People's Court show that the trials of over 139,000 drug cases have been concluded last year, an increase of over 30%. The new rules will take effect from Monday. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.